Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God you are. You are awesome and mighty. You are most powerful in all your ways. We acknowledge you as Lord and Savior, King of our lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. We are, and we will continually rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. What a great Father you are. You are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. You are our shepherd and our divine protector. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves, our families, and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God surround and protect our lives from all destruction. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be our covering and protect our backs. Hold us up, and we will be safe. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. We run into it, and we are safe. Lord, you make us to dwell in safety. Set us in safety from those who puff at us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us dwell in the land safely. Lead us safely, and we will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm our enemies in Jesus' name. Let us lie down and rest in safety. We will dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid. Keep us as the apple of your eye and hide us under the shadow of your wings. We will trust in the covert of your wings. In the name of Jesus, in the shadow of your wings, we will trust. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, be our covert from the wind and the tempest in Jesus' name. Cover our heads in the day of battle. Cover us with the shadow of your hands. Cover us with your feathers. O God, be our defense and our refuge. Defend and deliver us in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be our defense, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, defend us from those who rise up against us. Lord, you are our shield and hiding place. Lord, you surround us with your shield of protection. Bring them down, O Lord, our shield. Let your truth be our shield, O God. Lord, you are our shield and exceeding great reward. We will not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us, because you are our shield for us. You are a strong tower from the enemy. Hallelujah. What a great God you are. You are awesome. You are mighty. Hallelujah. You are mighty in all your ways. You are great. Hallelujah. Oh, you are great, God. You are greater than we even thought or imagined. You are mighty in all your ways. You are holy. Oh, God, you are the God that set us free. You are the God that delivered us. Hallelujah. From the hand of every enemy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we adore and bless you today. And we thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do. Hallelujah. You will never leave us. Hallelujah. Even when we don't know that you're there, you are always there. You will never leave us. Hallelujah. Even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. Hallelujah. What a great God you are. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of kings. You are the King of all the kings of the earth. You are the leader and ruler of our nation. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. Hallelujah. 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 Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. We need peace. We need peace. Prince of Peace. We need peace. Peace in our homes. Peace in our cities. Peace in our streets. Peace in our nation. We need peace. Hallelujah. Oh, you're the one that gives that perfect peace. Hallelujah. 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 Well, this morning, I say good morning to those of you on Bible Storyland. Welcome. Oh, my God. I just thank God for each of you. You know God loves you. I'm talking about you. I know you think I'm talking to somebody. No, I'm talking to you. God loves you. He's embracing you with his love. He's surrounding you with his love. His love surrounds you. Yes, I'm talking to you. He didn't leave you out. I'm talking to you. He surrounded you, and he continues. He's like he told us to be, steadfast, unmovable. He's steadfast. He's unmovable. He's always there for us. Always there for us. He'll never leave us. I don't care what you're going through. He's there. All you got to do is say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. He's there. It's a great day to be in the presence of a loving and a caring God who created us, who formed us, and who knew us before he placed us in our mother's belly. Today is Children's Day. We are honoring and blessing our children this morning.
You don't listen,
we have
computer.
Karen, you coming through? We have Karen Itello with us this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
How are you?
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to play a song of Abraham.
Okay, thank you. Abraham. So we say, Father Abraham, this morning. God is so great to us. You know he spared us. Even when we were in the mud, we had mud all over us, from the head to the toe. We had mud all over us, and he cleaned us up, made us fit for his kingdom. Yep. Even though you feel like, oh, I ain't worthy. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Yes. To be called his child. He chose you from the foundations of the earth. So I thank God today is Children's Day. We are honoring and blessing our children today. You know what Jesus said when he walked upon the earth? The disciples decided, don't take those children over there disturbing Jesus. No, he ministering. No, he preaching. Let him preach, but don't let the children go over there. No. God said, allow the children, suffer the little children to come unto me. Don't stop them, don't forbid them, for they are a part of the kingdom. So I thank God that, you know, our children are a part of the kingdom just like we are. When we were children, we were part of the kingdom, and he allowed us to grow and develop. So I thank God this morning that God has you and me on his mind. Yep, he keeps us on his mind daily. Yes, he does. And the children are one of his major concerns. The children are one of his major concerns. He sees what's going on in the earth realm. But he's waiting on us to bend the knee. He's waiting on us to call on him. We got to call on him. We got to call his name. We got to say, Father, thank you for the children. Well, we have with us this morning my friend and sister in the Lord, Latricia Smith, and she's going to be praying for the children. Good morning, Sister Smith. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank God for using you in that prayer this morning. Thank God for that
prayer. Amen. He's a good God.
Yes. Well, yes, and he covers our back with love.
Yes, he does. Hallelujah. So we're going to let you pray for the children this morning and the whole world.
Thank you, God. I thank you, Father God, for giving us a privilege to come before your throne in the name of Jesus, to pray for our children and the world our children live. Thank you, God, for covering us. Thank you, God, for forgiving us for things that we have not done and said, and not honored you. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for not trusting you, Father, in the name of Jesus, before we pray. Lord, I thank you for your blood that cleanses us. Father, for living through our children in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for looking over them when they are out of sight. They are always in your sight.
I'll wait. Go ahead.
Feed them when they're out of sight. You feed them. We thank you, God, for angels that you have given charge over their little selves. But God, we are with them, but the angels are always there with them. We thank you, God, for the angels that given charge over them, keeping them in all their ways. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for giving us a charge to keep and a God to glorify as we look upon our children and raise our children. May it be in the fear of you and showing them how much you love them, because you first loved them. They can now love you. We thank you, God, for feeding them when they're hungry in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for providing care for them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we look upon and we hear upon the little children over in Haiti and the other islands, Lord God, that was affected. But God, we know you are all-knowing, God. We know you are all-powerful, God. We know you as all a righteous God. And we pray that they're over these children, over the nurses, the doctors, the caregivers, Lord God, the strangers and those that know the children, in the name of Jesus. For, Lord God, you have placed them in our hearts this morning for all that hear this prayer. You place them in our hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just have confidence you're doing a mighty thing, a mighty work, a mighty healing in the name of Jesus in these children's lives, in a child's life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for protecting them. We thank you, God, for all that you do. We thank you for the ground that they walk on today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the air that you've given us all to breathe today, the children. Lord God, we thank you because you are a God who knows everything about us, about the children today. We thank you, God, for your word tells us that you placed praise in the mouth of babies. Thank you, God. Father, we just thank you for when we place our eyes on little children, we see ourselves. Let us not forget, we see ourselves looking and helpless to a father that can take care of us like you've taken care of the children. Thank you for God raising them up to be mighty women and men that will carry your word, that will obey your word, that will trust you in your word, Father, we thank you for if we as adults listen to a little child, they have something to tell us because of their innocence. Lord God, keep them innocent, Lord God. Keep them innocent, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for, we've heard many stories of little children who was not treated the way we would treat children or have been treated, and yet you bring them up out of a muck and a marrow of clay and bring them to be great men and women of God. Your way, Lord God, will just, your way don't fit our way at all. Because you are God. You are God over our children, over the children that you have called them to be from the womb. Thank you, God, that our ways are not your ways, and neither our thoughts your thoughts. But, Lord, we give them to you in the name of Jesus this day. And may we move upon this place, and when we see little children, it remind us of who we are, and be glad and happy, and talk to the little children, and ask those, may I pray for this baby, may I play for this child. And Lord, as you see, we will pray the word of God over the children. Have thine own way, Lord, with them. Have thine own way. Protect them. Bring them up. And let them become great men and women of God. We pray all in the name of Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. We pray. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Mighty one, mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you, God, for all that you're going to do today in the lives of children, and we are your children as well. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Smith. Oh, wow. We appreciate that. Well, we're going to begin to praise and thank God for our children this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky, and her cousin Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing fine. God bless you, and thank you so much for the prayers this morning. My goodness,
amen.
Powerful prayers.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. How's your family, your mom, and everybody?
Well, Mama is doing just about the same. She's doing just about the same. So we're just thankful. We're thankful to God. We've had a couple of deaths in my husband's family. His cousin Velma Owita Tucker passed away on last week, so I was able to do her eulogy on yesterday. My husband also officiated with me. That funeral was in Savannah, Tennessee at 11 o'clock yesterday morning, and then we had our regular Sunday school here in Paducah at 4:30 yesterday afternoon, and we had morning service at 5:45. Because we're going to Jackson, Tennessee in the morning. We'll be leaving Paducah at 6 a.m. in the morning. There are about 50 of us going to Jackson, Tennessee to worship with Sand Hill Missionary Baptist Church, where Reverend Ivy Chisholm is the pastor. Now, this morning, we're having a health fair at Macedonia. We're to be there at 8 o'clock, so that's where I'm headed when I finish singing. But our health fair starts at 10. And it's over at 1 o'clock today. So we'll have some free screening and some free refreshments and a pharmacist there. We're just doing a lot of things this morning.
Amen. Yes, indeed.
So we thank God. We thank God.
We thank God for you.
He so good to us. But on last Sunday, my mother-in-law's sister passed away. Her name is Maddie Joyce Kendall. So that funeral is going to be in Savannah, Tennessee on this Friday. So we'll be going right back to Savannah on Friday for her funeral. So please, please keep my mother-in-law in prayer. Her sister's name was Maddie Joyce Kendall. So please keep the Kendall family in prayer. And I know Jackie's going to tell you when she comes on, but her sister-in-law passed away yesterday, before yesterday, Sandra, here in Paducah. Her name is Sandra Travis Bowen. So we need to keep the Bowen family in prayer. That's Jackie's husband's sister.
Okay.
She died suddenly. She and my husband graduated from high school the same year. So we just need prayer. We just need prayer. We know God is in control, and we know God is able, but it still hurts. It still hurts, so we still need prayer. I'm going to sing, Oh, How I Love Jesus.
Amen.
Because he first loved me. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. Oh, it sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, oh. How I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Amen, amen. He first loved us. Hallelujah. And he commands us to love him. So we are learning to love Jesus with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And we thank you so much for that song, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Yep, we got to sing it and tell him how much we love him every day, every day. All right, well, we have our cousin on here, Jackie Travis. So, good morning, Jackie. She's on.
Good morning, Sister G.
How you doing? I'm so sorry about your sister-in-law.
I know. We just
give your condolences
on,
to our husband. I mean, to your husband.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Yes.
I don't know. But today is not a real good day for me. But I thank God anyway.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we cover your daughter, Jackie, who has a heavy heart today, Lord God. Lord, she lost her sister about a month ago and now her sister-in-law. And, Lord, they've been knowing each other for years. And so, Father, it's difficult, but you're able to strengthen Jackie in the place where she is right now. You're able, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to deliver her. Oh, God, and to give her strength to carry on in spite of the circumstances that she's facing right now. So strengthen her husband in the loss of his sister. Strengthen Jackie in the loss of one who was like a sister to her, O God. In the name of Jesus, comfort this family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, surround them with your precious love. Oh, God, surround, let people come forth and put their arms around him, Lord God, as an extension of your arms, oh, God. Let every need be met, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we are weeping with them today in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you that joy cometh in the morning in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister G.
Amen.
Ooh, that's so heavy today.
Yes.
Well, we'll be all right. Like yes. Donald said, it could be worse.
Yeah.
We need prayer for my whole family. My niece's little girl been in the hospital, and she had to go to Louisville, Kentucky. You know, we're from a little small town, so we have to go out of town sometime to find out. But she's doing better. It was just a virus, thank God. Prayer still worked. I had Mother Henry praying on that situation. And we just prayed it on through. Then my sister-in-law heard the news about my sister-in-law, so, you know, it just took me down for a few minutes there.
Yeah.
But the Lord lifts us up. He lifts us up, so I thank him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
God, we'll bring you. We'll bounce back. As long as we got Jesus on our side, we will bounce back. That's
yes,
a good
we
plan.
Will.
Okay. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a mighty God we serve. We serve. We serve, what a mighty God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a righteous God we serve. What a loving God we serve. What a loving God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a righteous God we serve. Amen.
Amen. He is righteous and faithful. So I thank God for you, Jackie, pressing your way this morning. Oh, may you have comfort and strength all day long. And may you think of the good times that you all shared together. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So I thank the Lord for you all.
Can I say one more thing? My beautician, you know, I love her. She's in the hospital now. She's going to the hospital now when I leave from downtown.
I'm sorry.
The girl that does my hair, she's in the hospital. She had some type of blood clots or something going on. And she, her and Reb is in the same hospital. So I'm getting ready to go to the hospital when I leave. When I leave from downtown.
What's her name?
Hospital. Her name is Sean, LaShawn Williams. LaShawn Williams. Yeah, please put her on the prayer list. Her and Reb.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Well, we thank the Lord for you all this morning. What a mighty God we serve. And, of course, how we love Jesus. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Our love for God is growing more and more every day. More and more every day. Stronger and stronger every day. Because we see his hand of mercy. and he don't have to have mercy on us. He does not have to have mercy on us. But I thank God that every day his hand of mercy is upon us. And we are praising him and we are thankful that the Most High God knows our name, our address, and everything concerning us. Yes, he knows our fingerprints. He knows everything concerning us. So he is a great God, a mighty God. He is a faithful father and an awesome friend. So we thank the Lord this morning. Those are the sounds of babies that cry. And you know what? Some people are stopping the babies from crying. Some people are stopping the babies from crying. They're not even letting them come into the earth realm. They're stopping them. And God is unhappy. He's not happy about those who are stopping. The Lord said, be fruitful and multiply. The importance of our children in our families and in our communities. That's the topic today, the importance of our children in our families and in our communities. The Lord said, be fruitful and multiply. He didn't say kill them. He said, be fruitful. Let them come. He said, suffer little children to come unto him. We got to let the babies come. So in a land where abortions are lawful, the word of God is still the true law. It's still lawful. We must obey God rather than man. Acts 5:9 says, Peter and the other apostles said, we ought to obey God rather than man. In China, there's been a law for decades that limited couples to only have one child. But now they're saying, okay, you can have two children. But you know how they're looking at it? Through the natural eye, like some of us do. They are not wanting to have another child because they said, oh, how are we going to take care of it? But you know God loves his people. And when he sends children who are gifts to us, he supplies the needs of the children. But we got to ask. Whatever we ask in his name, believing, trust me, he's going to grant it. Whatever we ask in his name, he is going to grant it. But we got to bend the knee. We got to pray for our children. You heard that baby crying this morning when I was playing it. Let the babies cry. Let them come to the earth. Let them be born. We're stopping the babies, and God is not happy. He is not happy about what we're doing in America and in the world. We're stopping the babies from coming forth. God wants the babies to live, and we're trying to kill them off. I'm going to read you this article that I read on the Internet from Wikipedia. It's talking about abortions in the land. Abortion in the United States has been and remains a controversial issue. In the United States culture and politics, various anti-abortion laws have been on the statute books of each state since 1900. This is not new. Even during the time of Jesus, they tried to get rid of Jesus. In 1973, abortion was prohibited from 30 states in the United States. And every year it grows more and more. Now, Supreme Court Roe and Wade intimidated all the laws and the guidelines that were set. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Even Planned Parenthood came against Casey. They withhold, you know, they want the children to die. They want the children to die. Satan has put a lie out that it's not a child until it gets here. Well, if it's not a child until it gets here, how is it a child? How is it going to grow and develop? It's growing in the belly. It's developing in the belly. And it is a child. That's a lie that Satan put out. Abortion is a way of limiting the number of children that families should have. It's better to obey God rather than man. God is not pleased. He's not pleased. What is abortion? Abortion, Abortion is the intentional termination of a pregnancy after conception. It allows women to put an end to their pregnancies, but involves killing the undeveloped embryo and fetus. So that embryo, that fetus, keep growing for 9 months and come here. It will be a baby. It'll be crying just like those babies that were crying on there. Now, I want to ask you a question. Is there a law that prohibits sex? Is there a law that prohibits fornication or adultery? Is there a law that says instead of abortion, abstain from sex until you desire children? No, there are not any such laws. You can have sex, but if you get pregnant and you don't want the unborn child, the law allows you to abort the unborn child and to get rid of it. You can actually murder your unborn child if you choose to, according to man's law. Whose law are we going to obey? You know, Daniel, he didn't obey man's law. Even the authorities in the land, the king, made a decree. Daniel, he knew the King of Kings, just like we do. We know the King of Kings, but the thing about Daniel, he obeyed the King of Kings, and we got to obey God. We can't get rid of babies. That's murder. After all, you know, women think, whose body is it anyway? Now, let me tell you something. God gave you the body. Do you think it's okay if you give your body away for sex? But I want to know who's liable if in the process of having sex a baby's conceived. Did God change his law? The last time I read it, it was still the same. God say, I am God, and I change not. You know what Romans 12 says? I beseech you, I beg of you, mothers, I beg of you, fathers, do not abort your unborn babies. Allow them to live and not die. Now, who are the brethren written about in Romans? Do the brethren cover the men only, or does it cover the men and the women? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, on account of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Listen. Do not be conformed to this world's rules. Don't comply with the world's rules. The world said you could get rid of them. It's your body anyway. Do not comply with the world's rules. Obey God rather than man. You know, we cannot be conformed to this way's world. The standards of the world, they're low. Their standards are low, down in the mud. Their standards are wallowing in the mud. But God said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transform to make thorough, dramatic change of character. Renew your mind. How do we renew our mind? We got to get the mind of Christ. When we obey God, our minds are going to be renewed. When you read and study the word, your mind is going to be renewed. Then you will be able to discern what is good and pleasing and perfect will of God. Renew to make the promise or a vow again. Romans 6:13, do not present the parts of your body to sin as instruments of uncleanness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. What is righteousness? To do the right thing, to obey God. You know what it is. Many of us pretend, oh, Lord, I read that. What that mean? Look it up. Study to show ourselves approved unto God. We got to obey God rather than man. We must begin to think in the right direction. Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on things above. I remember hearing Latricia this morning. She said that God's ways are higher. So we got to start setting our ways on higher thinking. Many women are barren. They can't have children. They can't even get pregnant. They greatly desire to have children, but God has not given them the reward of children yet. Psalms 113:9, he makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. So when those mothers that have been barren for a long time and they get pregnant, they're so excited because God has rewarded them with the gift. If God did not intend for a woman to have children, he would not fill the womb. They will remain barren. The very fact that a woman is pregnant lets them know that God wants them to have the child. Many people say that what's growing in a woman's womb is not a baby. I beg to differ with you. If it's not a baby, just let it keep growing. I promise you, in 9 months, it's going to come forth as a baby, crying, depending on the mother. That's what's wrong. These mothers don't want the responsibility. The fathers don't want the responsibility. I don't know you. Who wants the responsibility? I remember teaching a fifth grade in New Orleans, and they were having an argument about being a virgin. 10-year-old children, and this was in the 80s. We don't want to be a virgin. So we looked it up. What's a virgin? Pure, untouched, clean, holy. You don't want to be that? 10-year-olds. Those children right now are probably in their 40s. I hope that they change their minds, their thinking. We got to keep our mind. You know, if you plant a seed in the ground and you water it and you keep it nurtured, it will produce fruit when it's time. It's the same thing with a woman. God plants the seed, and then we continue to let it grow, nurture it. Like God said, it's going to be a live human being. I thank God, you know, for my mother. I hope you thank God for your mother, that your mother didn't abort you, but accepted the fruit that God placed on the inside of those mothers. My mother, I'm thanking God that he didn't allow her to abort me. She decided to keep me. My father wanted me. My mother wanted me. I asked him. I said, Mama, when you got pregnant with me, did you want me? She said, of course I did. So I thank God for mothers who want the gift that God has given them. Psalms 139:13-16. For God created my innermost being. You knit us together in our mother's womb. Praise you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book. Before one of them came to be. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you because you were born. Before you were born, excuse me, I set you apart. I appointed you a prophet to the nation. I thank God that he talks to us. He cares about us. He follows us all the days of our lives. Would God give you a gift and want you to reject it or to kill the gift that he gave you? We must obey God. Be fruitful and multiply. It is a wicked and evil plot to destroy the unborn. Psalms 118:17. Our children shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Our children are God's work. Our children must carry out God's work in their families and in their communities. They must live and obey God's plan and purpose for their lives, just like we do. God gave us a chance to live. Why wouldn't we give the children a chance to live? They must live and obey God's plan and purpose for their lives. They are a part of God's kingdom. God made promise to our children. He made promises to our children. Our children must live. We must protect them from the enemy that's trying to destroy them. Sometimes the enemy uses the child's own mother, the child's own father, sisters and brothers, to get rid of them. You remember Joseph? He used his brothers against him. They put him in a pit. First they were going to kill him. But then they decided. They didn't know. If they'd have killed him, they would have destroyed their way of living. They would not have been able to continually live. But God had a purpose through Joseph. So let's join together against the forces of the enemy that's coming against our children. The Lord says, be fruitful and multiply. And we got to fulfill, our children have to fulfill the purpose of God on their lives just like we do. Declarations over the children. I decree and declare our children will live and not die. I decree and declare our children will hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will meditate on the word of God, Joshua 1:8. I decree and declare our children will have favor on them and the wisdom of God within them. I decree and declare our children will walk in the Spirit and do not fulfill the lust of the flesh, Galatians 5:16. I decree and declare our children have the high call of God upon their lives. They see themselves the way God sees them. Our children are winners, masterpieces, and history makers, John 4:23. Our children are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, Deuteronomy 28:13. Our children choose wise and godly friendships. Everything our children set their hands on will prosper, Genesis 39:3. Our children hear your voice, O God, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So I decree and declare that our children will live and not die. They will not be taken out by disease. They will not be taken out before God removes them from this earth. They will not die early, but they will live out all of their days in safety and in peace. So I thank God for each of you today listening to the word. You know, God's word is true. And we got to make sure that we inform the younger women, have your baby. You know, sometimes the doctors tell the mother, oh, your child going to be retarded. You better abort. It's going to be like a vet. That's a plot. Don't you know God will take care of you if you bring a child like that into the world? God is going to take care of it. We cannot let the enemy fool us into aborting babies. It's against God's law. He wants the children to live and not die. We got to do what God said. We can't do what man said. Man don't know the purpose and the plan that God has for the children. So I say, obey God rather than man. Well, you know what? We are fortunate today. God knew our speaker before he formed her in her mother's womb. He set her apart at an early age. Our speaker accepted the call of God while she was yet young. She answered. She was raised by wise women and men of God. She answered the call to preach the word of God in 2009. She is under the leadership of Apostle Floyd B. Jones at Unity Christian Fellowship Ministries and Unity International Fellowship. She has served as a nurse. She serves, as a nurse, financier, armor bearer, and a praise dancer. And as you can see, she has many gifts and talents from the Almighty God. I introduce to you Minister Teresa Coleman. Good morning, Minister Teresa Coleman. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G, I am blessed, and I am so happy to be here and honored that you asked me to come and speak here on today, Children's Day. Glory to God.
Amen. Well, we're grateful you said yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Giving honor to God, who is my life. I don't like to say he's ahead of my life, because he is my life. I give him all the praise, honor, and glory. I also give honor to my leader, Apostle Floyd B. Jones, and First Lady Roslyn Jones of Unity Christian Fellowship Ministries. We are all children of God. He is our creator. We were created in his image, glory to God. For it reminds us in Matthew 18, 2-6, he called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you would never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a child like this, a little child like this in my name, welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little children, ones who believe in me, to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. It says anyone. Anyone can be a parent. Anyone can be a caregiver. Anyone could be even a spiritual of mother or father, glory to God. Anyone that causes anyone to stumble or to cause them to sin, God said in his word that you shall be like a millstone. And a millstone is something that they create. It's a stone. And it says put the millstone around the neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Glory to God. And I pray, my brothers and sisters, that none of us, including myself, is causing anyone to stumble. Glory to God, because that's not of God. Glory to God. If I had a title for today's message, it would be entitled, Who Are You Representing? Who are you representing? My God, one of the first scriptures I learned as a child was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. For those that don't know, I work in the medical field, And this past week, we had a patient, and she told us that she is doing good a percentage. I believe she said 80% of the time, and things in her life and with her family. But then one of the doctors that I work for, he stated that he thinks a person is doing good if they're doing 50% of things right. 50% is a great number, he stated. I beg to differ. What if God only allowed his son to do a half of the miracles he performed in the Bible? Or what if he didn't give us the grace, only 50% of the grace every day? And what if he only gave us half of the time? I can honestly say to you on this day, I would not be speaking God's word unto you, my brothers and sisters. Thank God that we don't have a 50% God. Glory to God. We have to always be mindful and careful that what we do and what we say in front of our children. Yes, even people such as myself that does not have any living children, there's always a child somewhere close that watches us. Children are like sponges. They're going to take up anything that they see and what they hear, and they're going to replicate what we do. So we have to be careful, men and women of God, what we do in front of these children. Who be as a child. We have to continue to let God groom us, because none of us has arrived yet. None of us has gotten to the point that God wants us to be. It's only by his grace and mercy, and not 50% of his grace, 100% of his grace. So we give honor to God. I thank God for each and everything that he's doing in our lives. I just tell God, thank you for the little children. I thank God for each and everything, Lord God, and I pray that he will continue to be a blessing, Lord God, to the children, Lord God. Bless us to be a blessing. Keep us humble in the mighty and the blessed name of Jesus. We give your name all the praise, honor, and glory. It is in you, Jesus, that we live and breathe. I thank you. I thank you so very much. I thank you for giving me this time to expound on what God has given me. I just thank you, Sister G. I pray that this message has been an encouragement to someone, because I know it has encouraged me, glory to God, to keep fighting on and keep pressing toward the mark and protect our children. The children are our future. Our children are our future, and we have to just give them what God has given to us. And I give your name all the praise, honor, and glory. Sister G, it is back in your hands, woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Boy,
you.
I was just really getting
Thank
into
you,
the
Jesus.
Word. I'm like, she's stopping all right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good word.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my
glory
God,
to
that
God.
Was a great word. I thank God for you.
Glory
and notice
God.
That she
thank
said
you,
when
Jesus.
She was young, mm-hmm. one of the first scriptures she
mm-hmm.
learned, John 3:16, mm-hmm. for God so loved the world.
Jesus.
So, you know, we got to start
yes.
teaching our children while they were young. I thank God. She said, mm-hmm. be as little children. And we mm-hmm. got to do 100%. With God's grace and mercy.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that
yes.
that was awesome. You know, like I said, we got to obey God rather than man. Like she said, the doctor said 50%. Oh, no. No, we got to operate at 100%. But we can't do it in our own strength. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So I thank you, Pastor Teresa, for that great word. Oh, my God, it was awesome. Thank God. I'm glad I got you on Children's Day. She's a young woman
Glory
on the
God.
Battlefield for the Lord, and I thank God for you. That was an awesome word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me your title. What was the title of your message again? I was getting ready to write it down, but I didn't get to.
Okay. Who are you representing?
Who are you representing? Yes. And
yes.
we have to decide
yes.
who we're going to represent. If we don't represent
yes.
God, you know, some people say, well, I don't know. If you don't know, guess who you're representing? If you don't know that Jesus is the Lord of your life, you are representing the devil. So I thank God for that title. Who are you representing? I don't know about you, but I'm representing God. He's the Savior. He's my Savior. And I thank God for you, Minister Teresa. That was awesome. Thank God. Short, sweet, to the point. Well, you know what? Romans 10:9 talks about salvation. You know, what do we got to do to get salvation? Confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised up Jesus the third day. And guess what? He still lives. He lives with God eternally. And he is our Savior. So, you know, you already know backsliding is not an option. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine ourselves to see whether we are in the faith. Test ourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus is in you, unless you fail to meet the test? So we got to remember, realize that Jesus is on the inside of us. I thank God for each of you this morning, the songs, the prayers, everything that went forth. And, you know, we got some pastors on with us this morning. I see Pastor Mary Gibbons. I see Prophetess Ernestine Lawson on, Evangelist Laney on with us. And we're going to need y'all to come forth and pray. So we need prayers to come forth today. So I thank God for each of you being on with us this morning. We need prayer. And we're going to be praying for our children. And we're going to be praying for the mothers of the unborn and for the fathers that produce, you know, the unborn. We got a lot to pray about today. So I thank God for each of you. Pastor Mary Gibbons, good morning. How are you? You got your phone on mute, Pastor Gibbons? All right, she'll come for us too, but we're going to need you to pray, Pastor Givens, if you're able to pray this morning. We need you to pray for different things this morning. Thank God for you being on. Don't mean to put you on the spot, but anyway, hallelujah, be ready. They call on me sometime on the spot, and I'm like, uh-oh, Lord, I ain't prepared, but so you got to be ready at all times, so I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the apostles and the pastors and the teachers and the evangelists and the prophets. Hallelujah. He's an on-time God. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. I want to ask if there's anyone who had anything on their heart that they wanted to share with us this morning. We got a minute or two. We can share something this morning. Press 1 if you're not on lock. Somebody's pressing 1 here. You got something you want to share?
Good morning, Sister Judith, Prophetess Ernestine Lawson.
Good morning.
I will say I've been on Bible Storyland several Saturdays, but I guess this is my second time dealing with the youth. But you touched on a spot today. I think on starting about 2 weeks ago, one of my coworkers was pointing out to me. And it just happened the other day where this lady was in Walmart and someone strangled her 4-month-old, took him out the carrier. I saw while I was looking at that, I saw where this man took his fist and pounded a 3-month-old to death. And I said, oh, God. And you dealt with abortion, but oh, God. And this lady brought it to me. She said, Ernestine, do you see that even now when the children are born, there's an assassination attempt? So in this hour, no man knows the day or the hour where things are happening. But we can look at what happened in the Bible to see when there's a massive attack on the children, someone who's going to be raised up with the word, to carry the word, or to break forth the word. Every time you've seen it, when God was trying to raise up someone to even give the kings a word, and there were times when the land went in famine and people started bawling their children. We can see all this in the Bible. Then all of a sudden you see a young prophet. So as you was talking, I guess God put my mind to that, and that yes, we do need to pray for our children. We need to pray for America. But we need to pray for this hour because so many people's eyes are blinded. We can't see what's going on in the spirit realm concerning the satanic attack on children. So I just wanted to make that comment. And I'm willing to pray however you want to use me.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you. Thank you so much for those comments. I tell you, I appreciate it because, like you said, there's an attack on the children, trying to take them out at a very early age. And it's nothing new. The devil's up to the same old tricks like he was during the Bible time. Tried to kill Jesus, tried to kill Joseph. Many of them tried to put Daniel in the lion's den, have him eaten up in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But just like with them, God is watching out for our children. But we got to bend the knee and pray. We got to pray for them. Well, we also have Evangelist Zadie on with us this morning from Louisiana, Hammond, Louisiana. Good morning, Evangelist Zadie. How are you? He's there. Evangelist Zadie, are you there? All right, I can't hear you, but I got you on live. See if you want to pray with us this morning. Well, I thank God for you all. We have, let me put Evangelist Lainey. Good morning. How are you? Y'all not talking to me this morning. Evangelist Lainey, you there?
Sister G?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. What about you?
I'm yet blessed. Yet blessed.
All righty. We have a 904-672. You press 1. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning.
This is the nice Bailey Higgle Caleb Baylor right here.
Oh, okay. I didn't recognize your number. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, how you doing, Caleb?
Good.
All right. You gonna y'all gonna pray this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I'll pray first.
Okay, you gonna pray for the children of the world today and their mamas and daddies, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Father God, Lord, thank you for this day that you have made. Father God, Lord, thank you that you have the great the upon the earth, Father God. Lord, thank you that your goodness and your graciousness has been everything upon you, Father God. Lord, I thank you for this time and day with you. And Lord, I thank you for that you will bless the homeless people on the streets, Father God, and that people will change their mind and listen to you, Father God, and have your spirit and have the rejoice of the gladness, Father. Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for this time right now, Father God. Lord, I thank you that you will have the spirit to possess everybody in the world, Father God. Lord, thank you for this time and that this day, Father God. Lord, I thank you for the lies that you have did and everything that you have done. Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Caleb. Awesome prayer. Who's next?
Samuel.
Hey, Samuel. How are you?
Good.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you for your forgiveness and for your will and your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Please bless the children. Please bless the homeless kids, 11-year-olds and up and under. Father God, just help them know that forever that you are on, that forever that you are always on their side and that you are their shepherd. And then you always guide through them, through the dark valley. And God, thank you that you'll just help them know, that you will always be with them whatever happens or whatever he or she is going through. Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Caleb. Thank you, Samuel. Appreciate you.
Okay. My name is Ardell Bailey.
Hey, Ardell.
Can I start praying?
Yes, baby. Go right ahead.
Okay, Father God, Lord, I thank you for this day that you create. And Father God, I thank you for the 10-year-old people, for the homeless people that they have no clothing, no bath, no food on the table, roof over their head, clothes on the back and food on the table. And Father God, I thank you. And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me when I do in school, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help my help my family, help those who need to be helped. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, I ask you to bless this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ardell.
Hello.
Hey, Zach.
Good morning.
Good morning, Zechariah. How are you?
Good.
Great. You ready to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Father God, Lord, I thank you for the day, and God, I thank you that we will have a good time with you, and God, I thank you that no one will stand in our way when we're walking, God. And God, I thank you that we will have good time with you. God, I thank you that we will be good in your presence. God, I thank you that we will have a good time with you. God, I thank you that we will not be bad. God, I thank you that we will honor our mother and father, that our days will be hung upon the land. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. I thank God for you all. Zechariah?
Ma'am?
Thank you so much. Get your brothers and gather on the phone. I'm going to ask Evangelist Lainey to pray for you all, the four of you, okay? So stand by the phone, all of you. Tell your brothers.
Ma'am?
Tell your brothers to stand by the phone. You got your phone on speaker?
No, ma'am. It don't have the house phone. I have a speaker.
Oh, okay. All right, but can all of you hear?
Can you hear?
You want me to try to call Sister Jean? You want me to try to call on my cell phone because it was that's why I had to call from my house phone.
Okay, but if they could hear, if you could put it up loud, they could hear. She's going to pray for them.
Okay. I'm just going to try to call you on the cell phone so I can put it on speaker because I'm calling it now.
Okay,
if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Just press 1. I don't know which one it is, but press 1 when you call in.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I got 554. I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Evangelist Lainey, can you pray for the Bailey boys, Caleb, Samuel,
yes.
Ardell, and Zechariah?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, Lord, we thank you right now, dear God, for this wonderful day that you've given unto us. We thank you, Lord, dear God, for life, for health, strength. We thank you for wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Dear Lord God, I ask right now that you would just touch the Bailey voice right now, name by name, each person right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I'm asking right now that you would touch them from the crown of their heads down to the soles of their feet. And, Lord, I thank you right now for the work that you're doing in, my God, in their life today right now. And, dear God, I ask you right now that you would search, God, and anything that the enemy has tried to come up against them, God, with God, that it will not work, God, that it will go back, hallelujah, Jesus, into the pits of hell from which it comes. And, Lord, you will loose your Holy Spirit, your anointing over these young men of God right now, for they belong to you. We thank you right now for you have called them out as prophets. Hallelujah. Thank you right now. Hey, my God. Thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for you have called them out as pastors, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you have called them to be mighty, God, young men, God. That they may lead, God, your people, God, right now in the name of Jesus. I come against everything, God, any sickness, disease, God, any virus that ever try to come up against them in their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against it right now, God. I ask you right now to just keep them and hold them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow your angels to camp all around them on every side. Hallelujah, as they go out and as they come in right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. For they will only adhere to your spirit, and they will not adhere to the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. And everywhere that they walk, God, for it shall be blessed. Everything that they see, Lord, it shall be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, I ask you right now that you would touch their mother right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God, and that you would just keep her, hallelujah, in your hand, and you would strengthen her right now, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for your call, God, them, God, for their special, God, in thee. And, Lord, I ask you to keep her as she do what you have ordained her to do, hallelujah, concerning the children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the walk, her walk in thee right now, God, as you to move right now. Lord, I ask you, Father God, that you will let the words, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I tell you, those Bailey boys and their mother, I thank God for them. Oh, my God. Thank you all so much. I love y'all. Thank y'all for coming on. All right. Well, it's still prayer time. Still prayer time. So I'm going to ask Prophetess Ernestine Lawson if she could pray for the Hawkins family. If you got a pen, I'm going to give you the information. She wanted us to pray for this morning. You ready, Minister? Okay. Mother Hawkins, pray for Mother Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Donna Hawkins and the missionary, the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. And then the Tucker family.
Okay.
Condolences for the Tucker family. They lost a family member. And traveling grace and mercy for the Hawkins family. And the Kendall family, pray for condolences for the Kendall family. And the last thing is the health fair that they're having in Paducah today. Thank you.
You said the Kendall family?
Kendall, K-E-N-D-E-L.
Okay. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for Mother Hawkins and Mother Newsom, O God. I thank you that you have satisfied them with long life, O God. I thank you, Lord God, that you kept their minds in perfect peace. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that, we lift up their physical bodies to you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to move upon them, Lord God. Remove all pain and sickness and disease, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for strengthening them right now, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing their caretakers, their providers, O God, that cares for them, O God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that they're still singing your song of praise. I thank you, Lord God, that they're still glorifying you. Father, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, as they lift you up, O God. Oh, lift and cover their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. Oh, God, we plead the blood over everything that's concerning Mother Hawkins and Mother Newsom, of God. And, Father, we ask you, Lord God, just to keep their minds, keep their hearts. Oh, God, keep them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they are stayed in your hands, oh, God. We thank you that no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling. But most of God, we ask you, Lord God, strengthen them, oh, God. You said wherever we're weak, oh God, and they may not be weak spiritually, God, but wherever they're weak physically, Lord God, strengthen them, Lord God. Keep them and carry them until you call them home in your son Jesus' name. Then, Lord, I lift up Pastor Hawkins, oh God. Oh, Lord, I lift her up, Lord God, as a pastor, as a wife, as a mother, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, for any other title that she wears, oh God. Oh, God, caretaker. Counselor, oh God, advisor, oh God, every instrument or tool that you're using her, oh God, to shepherd your people, oh God, even as she gave the other day, she travels and go place to place and become a witness to you. But you said we will be your witness, oh God. keeper, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh her dwelling, oh God. God, I rebuke every sickness and disease, anything that would try to attack her body, that she will not be able to do that which you have called her to do. God, I come against any spiritual force that's coming against her, Lord God, in the earth realm, oh God. God, Lord God, I thank you that Satan, the Lord, rebukes you. I thank you that all those things that are happening in the second realm and the heavenlies, oh God, that you stand, Lord God, and ministering angels stand against it, oh God. Father, we ask you now, God, as the game says, as those who may gossip and talk, oh God, or have any strife, oh God, against her, we cast down every word that's spoken, oh God, every sword of the Spirit, oh God, that's tools that they're used, oh God, against her, Lord God, let it go for naught. And then, Lord God, we lift up Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church, oh God. We ask you to keep them, Lord God. Oh, Father, Lord God, every member, oh God, everyone, Lord God, from the oldest to the youngest, to the ones that think that they're the least of these, to those who are pastors, elders, deacons, oh God, usher board members, oh, we pray and we cover everyone that calls Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church their home and those that should be there. So, Father, first I pray for those that are in the neighborhood, oh God, that's not saved. Oh, God, that as the parishioners come back and forth, oh, God, that they'll minister one to another to those, Lord God, that are surrounding the church. God, as they even put on a health fair, and, Lord God, always trying to take care of the people that in their neighborhood, God, I lift up the neighborhood that's surrounding Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church. God, I pray, Lord God, that anyone, Lord God, that in their path, that, Lord, I thank you that you stand at the door and knock. And anyone who have an ear to hear, let them hear, oh God, what you're doing at Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church. And let them come, Lord God, and hear a word, oh God, and give their lives unto you, Lord God, and their soul should be saved, oh God. Then, Father, I lift up the Tucker family and the Kendall family, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, first for the Tucker family. For God, you know, Lord God, what they're going through. Even Jesus wept at the death of his friends. But, Lord God, when his family is even closer, God. Father, you know, Lord God, as, Lord God, of we who are humans, oh God, the human side of us, we miss and we long, oh God, to be with that person that's a part of our family. We recognize and know, Lord God, it is greater for them to be with you than to continue on the earth. Because, Lord God, we know to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord. So, Lord God, we thank you that you have taken their spirit back home, oh God. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that as they plan the funerals and they go through what they need to go through, Lord God, for the Tucker and the Kendall family, oh God, that they'll rest assured knowing, Lord God, that you, one, is a great God. You, hallelujah, that you're a very good God, that you make no mistakes, oh God, that, Lord God, that you know what is best for us, and whom, Lord God, that you're trying to perfect through the death. But those that you're trying to mature through the death, and those that you're trying to cause to stand on their own 2 feet because of the death. Oh, God, we pray and we lift up the members of the Tucker and the Kendall family that they may grow, that they may become, and that they, Lord God, will position themselves, their warriors and intercessors, oh, God, that they, Lord God, will lift up the family and that they will, and we come in agreement with those that are in the family that know you for the pardon of their sins, and we lift up those that are not. That God, even through the funeral, through the death, that they will come to know you as Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Then, Lord God, we lift up the Hopkins family as they travel back and forth. We bind up every form of accident. We come against anything that, Lord God, that will come against them. God, oh God, we know, Lord God, the highway and byways, oh God, when the people are texting and doing all kind of crazy things as they drive. Oh God, Lord, be a shield about them. Lord, we recognize that man was not the one who created the braking system, Lord God, but we thank you that, Lord God, that you put a barrier between anything that may come towards their car. Anyone, Lord God, as they walk to the street and back and forth to church, will you bless Pastor Hawkins' husband as well as the children? Let nothing come nigh their dwelling. And, Lord, let them, Lord God, not only minister health on today, but let them, Lord God, give them the people the best health of them all, as there will be souls that will save. And people that will receive you as their Lord and Savior. God, we thank you, Lord God, that as they use the medical tools, oh God, that diagnose high blood pressure and whatever sickness and disease that may be in the neighborhood of those that come. We pray for those that get a word out a name sickness, that we place that name underneath the name of Jesus. Because you said at the name of Jesus, everything has to bow. We command sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, oh God, forms of cancer to bow at the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you in all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. All right. Evangelist Laney, can you pray for Jackie Travis and her family? She lost her sister-in-law, Mrs. Bowen. And if you could pray for LaShawn Williams and Pastor Huggins for Jackie. All this is under Jackie Travis and the seniors that she take care of.
William, what was the last name?
Pastor Huggins. And LaShawn Williams. You there? Hello? Evangelist, you there? Hello? Evangelist Laney, we can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Okay. I got you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Dear Lord God, we thank you right now for Jackie Travis, Sister LaShawn Williams and Pastor Huggins. Dear Lord God, we ask you to move, God, on behalf of the bereavement right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, test the minds and the heart. Dear God, for you say you'll put no more on us than we're able to bear. And dear Lord God, that you will hold, amen, Sister Travis, amen, family up today, God. Let them know that you're with them always, for you never left them, nor will you forsake them, for you are with them always. God, we ask you to touch right now, God. Build them up where they're torn down. Holy, for you know, the Lord, that you will wipe away every tear right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, even in God that's under care right now. Dear God, we ask you to remember them today, God, in a special way, Lord. Hallelujah. If there's any sickness, any pain, any misery that's going on within their bodies, God, we ask you to touch. And God, we ask right now that you just bring about a healing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. For by your stripes, we are healed. God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, I ask you to open up the doors, amen, even for Sister Travis today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Sister Williams, God, hallelujah right now. Pastor Huggins, God, we ask you to move on every side. Whatever their needs are, God, we ask you to just meet those needs right now in this season, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them know, God, that you are with them, God, that you are God, and there is no other God. Help them to know, help them to stretch out on thee and everything that they need. Lord, we ask you to receive it, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, both of you for praying. Now, we're going to take prayer requests. Anybody have a request? You can press 1 if you have a request. Anybody have any prayer requests? All right. Nobody seems to have prayer requests. So we're going to... hold on. Evangelist Stacy Holman, good morning. You have a prayer request?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, well, good morning. I might see you pray for me and my husband and pray for my my children. Hello? Pray for me.
I hear you.
Just put your address right there.
Hello?
Is there anything else?
Yeah, I'm praying for my sister in the hospital. Just she
what's
has infections, healing. Pam, healing. And pray that God bless my business. rest of the fruit of my hands, everything.
I gotta
open
these up and put them in there.
And pray for my son. Thank you.
All right. The husband, children, and your sister Pam. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's gonna take a driver's test. Pray they pass it.
All right. Driver's test. I'm sorry, you got a lot of stuff in the background. Did you say driver's test? Hello? Okay, she can't hear.
Pray for me.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good, who's this?
Karen?
Yeah.
Karen.
How are you?
Are you making a prayer request?
Oh, I'm sorry, Karen, my show's over. Did you already talk to Karen?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you, Karen.
I'll just tell Mom I'm not going in. Mom's going to be ready to scare you, but that's good enough. Okay, come when are you coming?
I can't hear you.
Coming. All right, thanks.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Mary Gibbons.
Okay.
Pray for me.
Okay. Anything
my
in
body.
Particular?
Yeah, my body.
Okay. Healing? Okay.
Yes, healing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, sure. Prophetess Ernestine, could you pray for Stacy Holman? And then Evangelist Laney, could you pray for Mary Gibbons after she finished?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, you ready, Prophetess Lawson?
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and praise you, God. We lift up Stacy Holman, oh God, to you, God. For God, you know, Lord God, as a family, what they're going through. Lord, you know, Lord God, as they have sickness and disease, they have young children, they're trying to get their license. God, you know every situation that she's enduring right now, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to bless her at the point of her needs, oh God. Oh God, let her children know that your hands is upon them, oh God. Lord, we recognize, Lord God, that she's praying and intercede, oh God, for her family, oh God, that she's instructing them that God can provide, God does care, and God is well able to answer and our prayers, oh God. So, Lord, I come in agreement, Lord God, for everyone, everything that she's standing in the need of, God, and that I touch an agreement with her that the will of God be done in her life first, oh God. And her children's life, and those that are sick and shedding, oh God, that she's going to, Lord God, visit her father. We ask you to bless and keep her, Lord God. Keep her mind in perfect peace. God, as you use as an instrument, Lord God, that she'll lay hands on the sick and they recover. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you use her as a tool of encouragement, oh God, that, Lord God, that you encourage your son, that he's well able, Lord God, to do that which may be new to him, oh God. And Father, I pray and I bind the spirit of fear as mm-hmm. he going to, I bind the spirit of fear off the life of the person who's sick and shedding. And I bind the spirit of fear, oh God, for Stacy Holman, that she will see the salvation of the Lord in every area of her life. In her son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord God, we thank you right now for Mary Gibbons. Hallelujah. As she has made known her request, dear Lord, regarding the healing of her body. Dear Lord God, we ask that you would just touch her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, moving from her crown of her head down to the soles of her feet. And dear Lord God, we ask right now that you would go into the cells right now. Hallelujah, Jesus, into the blood right now in the name of Jesus. And that you would just bring it back into normal state right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, it's the bones, the joints, tissues, cartilage right now, the muscles, God. We ask that you will stand and that you will place it back in place where it needs to be. In the name of Jesus, for I come, Lord Jesus, in your name, coming against every, God, attack of cancer right now. In the name of Jesus, coming against attack of pressure, high blood pressure right now, diabetes right now, in the name of Jesus, coming against right now, even rheumatoid arthritis right now, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name, Lord, dear God, coming against, God, anything, God, that will cause, God, an issue, God, with her body right now. And dear Lord, God, I'm asking that you will bring peace to her mind, or you say you'll give her peace that passes all understanding. When she don't yet understand at all times, God, you said you will give her peace. Help her to know, God, that you are God. And if she just stretch out and believe in you, all things are possible. For by faith it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask you, God, to help her right now, God. In the name of Jesus, even in the back, God, I ask you to touch the spinal cord right now. In the name of, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you to strengthen her right now. In the name of Jesus, help her, God, hallelujah, Jesus, that she may be able to walk forward in thee in all her ways to acknowledge that you are right now there, God, and she taught God to let the light, God, so shine in her life. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I come against the spirit, God, of stress right now. In the name of Jesus, God, and I'm losing your spirit, God, of wholeness right now over her, God, in her, through her right now. In the name of Jesus, for this day should never be the same. Tomorrow thereafter, for God, she shall be blessed. God, she shall be whole right now in the name of Jesus. And she shall, hallelujah, proclaim, God, that you are the Lord God Almighty, that you yet is in the healing business right now in the name of Jesus. For you are, hallelujah, the miracle worker. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by your word. You said, if I ask anything in your name, it shall be done unto me. And as I ask thee, Lord God, this day, this moment, God asks you to grant it unto her so that she may know, God, and see for herself that you are who you are. In the my God, in the name of Jesus, right now, I decree and declare the healing, God, shall come forth. In the name of Jesus, right now, wholeness unto her in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, as she can govern her steps, God, as she walk, God, in every way right now, as she go in and come, go out and come in, God, you move, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, as you to grant that unto her this day. Mary, give it again, I say unto thee, Lord Jesus, you would give unto her what she's asked of thee. In the name of, my God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else have prayer requests? Prayer request. All righty. Well, we're going to get ready to close out. Any more prayer requests? Last time. Don't want to leave anybody out. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We're glad in it. And, Lord, we are so grateful. Hallelujah. We are so grateful for all that you've done during this time on Bible Storyland. You have been faithful over the years, and even today you are a faithful God. You are the friend that sticketh closer than the brother. Every concern that we have, we leave it at your feet. We leave them at your feet. Teach us how to leave those things to you, Lord God. You put us on the earth, and you promised never to leave us nor forsake us. You are a shepherd. You are leading and keeping us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. I cover all of us with the blood of Jesus. I bind that retaliation, revenge of the enemy. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so, Father, we are so grateful for this hour of prayer. This time of intercession and prayer, I cover each and every person and their families with the blood of Jesus. And we come with grateful hearts to you, the Most High God. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. And, Lord, we just thank you that we can come to you, Abba Father, Almighty God, who there is nothing is impossible to you. So we just thank you for being our God, our Lord, our Shepherd, and you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. And we are so grateful that you know our name, you know our address, our social security number, even where we work. You know those things, even where we worship. You know those things about us. So we're grateful that we serve you, the Almighty. And so we bless and honor you as we close out, but not from your presence. Lord, we just honor you in Jesus' name. Well, God loves each of you. You know I love you so much, but God loves you even more. We will not be on next Saturday, but we return November the 5th. It will be Senior Citizens Day. So I look forward to speaking with each of you then. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to praise the Lord thy God daily, all day long. Don't forget, all day long, praise him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Love y'all. Bye-bye. Karen, are you there?
I'm here. Are you here?
Oh, I was listening for the music. I'm sorry.
Oh.